from Spark and Anvil and Creature Care. This is Knit, in Chapter 1 of the Creature Care cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. The clinic smelled like antiseptic and damp fur. Alex wrinkled their nose. They hated waiting, especially when it was for something important. Very old. Their shell was bumpy and worn. It looked like soft moss grew on it. Knit wore a patched vet coat. It was chunky and mended in many places. Knit moved slowly. Every step was a careful, quiet shuffle. Alex watched Knit. Knit sat at a small, low table. Spread out were many little cards. Each card had drawings and notes. They looked like tiny calendars. Knit used a small wooden stick to point at them. "Can we take Squeaky's bandage off now?" Alex asked. Their voice was a little too loud. Knit looked up. Their eyes were dark and kind. "Not yet, Alex," Knit said. Knit's voice was like smooth river stones. "Healing takes time. That is the point."
Alex sighed. "But it's been 3 days. He's hopping around fine. Mostly." Knit chuckled softly. It was a dry, rustling sound. "Hopping is not healing, my young friend." Knit tapped a card. "See this? This is Squeaky's recovery timeline." Alex leaned closer. The card showed a tiny squirrel with a bandaged leg. Below it were small boxes. Some were colored green. Others were still white. "The green boxes mean days past," Knit explained. "The white boxes are days still to come." Knit pointed to a box far down the line. "The bandage comes off here, not before." "But why?" Alex asked. "He looks okay." "Looks can be tricky," Knit said. "Inside, Squeaky's bone is knitting. It's like tiny threads weaving together. We need to let those threads get strong, really strong." Knit picked up another card. This one showed a small bird. Its wing was wrapped. "This is Pip. Pip needed a wing splint for 6 weeks.
6 weeks? Alex gasped. "That's forever."
"It felt long for Pip, too," Knit agreed. "But now Pip flies, stronger than before." Alex thought about Squeaky. They really wanted Squeaky to be all better. They imagined Squeaky scampering up trees again. But Knit made it sound like a long, slow process. "What about his medicine?" Alex asked. "He hates it. He spits it out sometimes." Knit nodded. "Medication compliance is important. Every drop helps his body heal. It's part of the plan." Knit showed Alex a small chart. It had little check marks. "We track every dose, every single one."
"So we just wait?" Alex asked. Their shoulders slumped. "We wait and we watch," Knit corrected. "We make sure Squeaky is comfortable. We give his medicine. We check his progress." Knit gently touched Squeaky's card. "And we have follow-up appointments to see how those tiny threads are doing." Knit looked at Alex. "Many young vets want the treatment to be the end. Give the shot, fix the break, and done. But that's just the beginning, Alex." "The beginning of what?" Alex asked. "The beginning of healing," Knit said. "The body does amazing work, but it needs time and our help, patiently given." Alex looked at the white boxes on Squeaky's card. There were so many. It felt like a mountain of waiting, but Knit made it sound important, like a secret job.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Knit. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.